Afternoon Truth Wins teams, good to be with you. It's a bright, nice, sunny day. And why
did this all happen?
Why did this all happen? But before we get into our study, we would like to pray.
We give glory to God. We thank you, Father, for this day of the day the Lord hath made. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, that all is well when we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Amen.
Amen. Well, as we know, there's been lots of things happening all around the world. There's been a cyclone in Mozambique. There's been unrest there with their government. Los Angeles has been burning. And we know that North Carolina has been through a lot as well, and all different kinds of places around the world. And the big question probably most people are asking is why? And the why could be, why am I laid off of my job? Why am I sick? Why has my family split for whatever reason? They don't get along. Why? So we'll give you one quick way that all of us need to know, although the news will give all kinds of excuses why. This is the part of the answer, but we'll go through the lesson, and I think you'll find it helpful, and we hope that you will share it with people who are asking this really important question. Why? Why, if there's a God, why is this happening? Where is God? What's he up to? Why? So let's see what's up and who and what's going on.
It says in John 10:10, the thief, Satan, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I, says Jesus, have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly.
Right. So that's part of the answer to the why question. We're putting the blame on who's to blame.
Or they blame Jesus for not doing anything, but he's given us responsibility to take care of business here on earth. Right. As the body of Christ.
Right. So we'll go on to our next thing. It's kind of an introduction to something, and we'll let you listen to it, and then we'll come back and explain it. We hope you enjoy it.
Have you ever suffered an injustice, been overlooked, ignored, or rejected? Have you been denied, repudiated, negated, humiliated, devastated, infuriated, frustrated, or transgressed upon? You're a good person. So why have people disrespected, slighted, wounded, snubbed, oppressed, held down, discriminated against, distressed, tortured, haunted, bullied, teased, tormented, or spread rumors about you? Why? And when it was over, did you think, I don't deserve this? Why me? I'm a good person. If someone is going to get divorced, suffer a heart attack, be mugged, raped, blown up by a terrorist, lose a limb in an accident, be swindled, slandered, foreclosed on, or fired, don't you think it should happen to someone who deserves it? It should never happen to me. I'm a good person. Well, if any of this has happened to you, I just want you to know that Joseph Michael Moretti has found the answer. Chapter 1. I wanted to make it so that young people would begin to ask questions about the mystery. Not having enough interest in the mysteries of life to ask the question, is there a God or is there not a God? That for me is the worst thing that can happen. George Lucas. Joseph Michael Moretti awakened to the muffled crying coming from the guest room. Grace's sobbing echoed in his mind. Quickly dressing, he slipped on his sandals and headed downstairs for a cup of coffee. After hitting the button on the coffee maker, he got out his favorite Lucky Mug and the bottle of vanilla creamer. Desiring to avoid Grace, he softly called Hershey, their chocolate brown lab, for a walk on the Strand. It will feel good to feel the fresh ocean breeze. As soon as he picked up the leash, Hershey was at his side. After pouring coffee into his mug, he headed out the front door. Why does she have to cry all the time? I can stand anything but crying. Yelling would be better. Joe strolled his way along the strand, his flip-flops echoing on the pavement. He watched the gulls diving for their breakfasts. He spotted a dog paddling out into the waves after a red ball, as his owner stood at the shore laughing and yelling encouragements. When he retrieved the ball, he paddled to shore. Shaking like a wild thing, he showered his owner with water. His bark was full of immense joy, encouraging his owner to once again throw the ball back into the waves. Seeing a couple of guys surfing in the distance, Joe yearned to have the energy to join them. If only he could muster the strength. Not anymore. He just couldn't. Once he had thought of himself as unstoppable, a shrewd businessman, stylish, even sexy when he wanted to be. But his face seemed too careworn now, his cheekbones too protruding, and the gloominess too deep. The restless nights had taken their toll, leaving his brown eyes heavily sunken. Sitting like a stagnant pond, clouded by fear, he wondered what evil lurked below the surface, what unbearable pain might soon unfold. A cool breeze blew across his face, its smells of the ocean clean and fresh. Walking to the shoreline, a wave caught him by surprise. Wet and clammy, sand oozed between his toes. Arriving at his favorite spot, he sat in the sand sipping his coffee while Hershey curled up next to him taking his morning nap. His mind rambled about without a clear-cut purpose. Most of his important decisions in life had been made here, but for the first time he had no spot to place his pain and nowhere to turn for help. Joe was heartbroken. What force had led him to this place? There seemed to be no magic healing, no easy step to get him back to where he was happy. Over the last few days, Joe's emotions plummeted. He felt weak and lifeless. There was a strange chill in the pit of his stomach. His feelings of injustice and anger let him know that something wasn't right in the universe. A heavy cloak of anxiety hung around his shoulders. Why has this happened to my family? When will it stop? The pain. I can't take it anymore. Why can't someone, anyone, help me?
Wow, I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
This obviously is my book, Not Alone. You can listen to all of it for free on Truth Wins. If you go under the blog spot, there's all the chapters you can listen, or you can buy it on Audible. I think Bill Lord did a great job narrating it. He's a professional narrator. And I think what it will do for you is it'll help you understand. It's written in a context of something happening at this current time and how we would apply the Bible to our life. For example, we just completed reading the book of Psalms. We were reading a Psalms a day. And as you read through the Psalms, you see in the beginning, David's Psalms are more like praising God and everything. And then we see, as you go along, some of the Psalms get kind of whiny, don't they?
Yeah, they get whiny.
Woe is me.
Yeah, he's having an attitude. Right. What's happening here?
But that's kind of like a man in general. We hear the word of God, like we did the sower not very long ago, and then the cares of the world come along and you lose your grounding. But then at the end of Psalms, he comes back to realizing God is like what's in the 23rd Psalm.
He's sort of like Job too.
Job, but it was sort of like Abraham. It's kind of like
Abraham, yeah, everybody. He went through, and even Moses.
Moses, and it would be like Daniel in the lion's den. It's not we're saying that Satan is there. He will come to test you. But even if you get in the lion's den, God will shut the mouth of the lion.
Yeah, God's there. He's good. It says in Psalms 23rd, Psalm 4th verse, he says, I'm there always.
Right, but then you would say, well, look it. There's people who died in the fire. Why did that happen? And that's why I suggest you go listen to the entire book. It will give you a glimpse. It's kind of a
how to rebel against the devil.
Right. Well, it's a parody kind of a Bible story put in current times. So we can see, we're not denying that there's challenges, but we are saying the why is not God, and the why is Satan, and then we play our part. I think that's the hardest thing for us to get. We have the Bible to read.
And we have the Holy Spirit.
And we have the Holy Spirit. But the Bible now, we're reading in the Bible app. Are we just listening to it? Or are we contemplating it, spending time with our Father, getting to know Him, and then going to the Holy Spirit and asking Him, what should we do? For example, the people who decided to stay in their house that should have left, that died, could ask the Holy Spirit, should I leave or stay? The Holy
Spirit. It's
like
in the trade towers, there was many people that said they felt the Holy Spirit telling them to leave now.
Right.
And they left. And some people said, no, I'm going to stay. The authority said to stay where we are.
Or they're going to fix the elevators and turn them on. I don't want to walk down 20 flights of stairs. Well, better to walk down 20 flights of stairs than die. And as you know, over the years, we've gone over, I kind of collected things about people's deaths that occur, because a lot of times I don't think we know, and then we begin to question, well, God, but we should never question what God. We know Satan's out there trying to steal, kill, and destroy, or kill, steal, and destroy.
No, steal, kill, and destroy.
Well, he's doing all of them.
He can do it in
whichever order he chooses, he attacks. And we all have different places he chooses to attack based on who we are, but we also have the rod and the staff, which is the Bible is the word
and the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit to keep us from that.
Right.
But we need to spend time really fellowshipping. We need to grow, because we're actually getting our doctorate in
spiritual formation.
Yeah, spiritual formation. So we need to learn how to do it, how to spend time with God.
How to resist the devil.
And he'll
it says he will flee from you. Your house won't burn down.
Right.
What was his name?
Wood?
James Wood. His house didn't burn down.
Right. They had announced it burned down, and then he said, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. He was giving glory to God that his house didn't burn down.
Right. But I also like there was a minister, pastor, who was on TV, and he's at one of the adjacent towns where the fire was burning towards it, and his whole church was praying.
And the whole community got together and prayed.
Well, at least
the community of the church and all the body of Christ, probably.
And then it's interesting that he said the wind changed. Instead of blowing it to burn down his town, the wind direction changed back to where it had come, and it went a different way. And the town didn't get burned down.
Right.
So we know that. But the whole point is not necessarily whether your house got burned down or not. It's the protection God offers you and the things that are dear to you. If you talk to the Holy Spirit, He'll tell you, flee. He'll tell you, stand and pray, and I'll change the wind. He knows what you should do and where you should be and what time you should be there.
Because He's in the Kairos.
Right. So
he knows the future.
That's what
And
we
he's
need.
Directing you for the future.
Right. So that if you are in the fiery furnace, or if you think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fire and still didn't burn. So if you're really where God has sent you and doing what God has told you to do, it will work out fine. We have listened to a lot of different things on how the fire happened and whatever. My thing is, God is in charge. He will judge who did good or bad. I would say the people at the top who we've invested in and given our trust in.
And our money
need to be responsible and held
responsible.
Yeah,
don't shuck it and say, oh, it's just an act of God.
Because it's not an act of God.
No.
And they need to investigate what occurred, why it occurred, and hold the people.
And mismanagement.
Right, that are the managers. And it doesn't matter which political party you're with, what religion you're with, what color you are, anything. Were you responsible? Did what you should? Did a good job?
Yeah.
Yay for you. If you didn't, then you should be held accountable for your actions.
Hey, I'm pretty like not very happy about all this. I'm sure a lot of people aren't.
Right, but
and
to
I,
end,
and I don't mind being very harsh.
Anyway,
in response.
But to end, we would say please go to truthwins.com, finish the book. It's free, or if you want to hurry and finish it and have it, you can buy it on Amazon, Audible. You can buy the book form, however you prefer to do it. I think you'll learn a little bit about what we don't think about is out in the world that we need to, not God's already, Jesus already died. He already took the keys of the kingdom from Satan. He gave them to us and told us to go out and do greater miracles than him.
Right.
So we have the authority. We don't have, it's his power,
and
but
we
he's
have the
authority. So it's kind of like when you, any kind of authority, when you come, well, around here, there's a lot of
authority according to the word of God.
Right. It's authority because we know like the man holding the stop sign when there's road work doesn't have the power to make all the cars stop, but he has the authority that says stop, because Highway 50.
So
actually,
we have God upholding his word when we speak his word.
Right. The word of his power. Right. Because we know we have like Highway 50 near where we live has been being widened for years, and there's constructions and laws, and that's the authority that's given to the police and the man with the
sign
to stop us. So
right.
We have authority as well to change things when we pray. If we're listening, if the key point always is God abides in us and we abide in him. Ask what you will and it shall be so. So when you're abiding in him with the Holy Spirit, he will direct your path and you will be doing the right prayer, right place, right time, and protected. So we'd like to say a prayer right before we close too, because we know you'll do like and subscribe. You'll tell people to go read the book, listen to the book, learn more about why, because that's a big thing we need to know. Why is this happening and how do we pray to stay in the will of God? So, but we want to pray for the people around the world, the people, just protection for everybody, Mozambique, China, everywhere.
Japan,
anywhere.
Korea.
Right. Australia.
Canada.
Mexico.
Europe.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to end with a prayer, and then we'll, next week we're going to teach you about, I believe, an amazing man that did amazing things that most people don't talk about too much. So be sure to listen to that lesson as well. So going to lead us out in prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we always give glory to you because you are the blessing we have according to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Father, for your involvement in the restoration of the world to the will of God. We thank you, Father, that the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and we put it down with the Word of God. We thank you, Father, that everybody that was responsible for the outcome of these things that were not good for mankind, we cast down those actions. We pull them into the court of God, and we say, you are responsible for this, and you need to be given an outcome by the Word of God to be made right. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we know God, we've now cast the care upon God, and we know he'll take care of it. Yay.
Amen.
So we'll see. Truth wins. Truth wins.
And
we'll see you next week. And like and subscribe and share why they can have the answer by listening to the book.